Welcome to Meditation Moments, and God bless you indeed. Today I was traveling over a very rough road, oh so bumpy. And we began to talk about the roads as they were many years ago when we traveled cross-country, and there weren't the fine highways like there are today, oh such bumpy roads. We just went from one rut into another in those days, and we were talking about the old Victory Highway. Perhaps some of you were on that old highway. It was a victory. I think they called it that because of that. A victory if you ever got over that highway. And this particular time, we were moving towards a little town where a friend lived that we were to spend the night. And we couldn't find our way. And we had stopped to ask direction. And a farmer had given us the strangest direction. And we missed the way. And again, we found another one when we came to the next farmhouse. But he gave us those directions that we get sometime. You go a little way this way to the right and then turn the left at the barn. And then you go just straight for a while till you come to a hill and go up that hill and then circle back for a stone's throw. And then turn left and go for a stone's throw again. Well, when he talked about a hill and a gray barn, there were a number of gray barns and there were a few hills. And a stone's throw can mean a lot of things. And so again, we missed the way. We traveled on for quite a little while, and then we found a very intelligent farmer, and he was so kind, and we stopped to ask him the directions again. And he said, you know, it would be very difficult to tell you in this part of the country, and some of the roads are not so good that would take you a little nearer the way there. Would you mind, and would it please you, if I got in and just showed you the way? And so we were so glad, and he got in and sat down beside us. And then he would say, turn this way and turn that way and just go straight ahead now. And then again, turn to the right and so on. Oh, what a comfort it was. What a blessing it was. A relief we felt as we just sat back and rested and let him guide us. And I was thinking of this particular scripture that I'm going to read to you. How wonderful that is the victory in the Christian life. So many people say, well, why isn't some people that claim to be Christians, yet they're not living the Christian life? Well, it can never be lived in your own effort and your own strength and by your own willpower. And God has a secret, and that secret is that Christ must come in, and he must sit in the throne room of your heart and tell you what to do and what not to do. And as he takes his place there and guides you from within, the Christian life is just the life of another person lived through you, and that person is Jesus Christ. Now, Paul tells about it in Colossians and in the first chapter, and it's a wonderful chapter. I wish you would read it. Taken from the very first, you get the thought much better. He comes down to the 26th and 27th verses. Something like a woman here, it takes her a long time to tell you a secret, you know, and she makes a lot of preparation for that. And Paul has taken this entire chapter, and then he tells you the secret. He said that it's a mystery, even which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now it is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He said the secret of it all is Christ in you. And all that's so true. We do the yielding, we do the complete surrendering, and then he does the rest. He does the living of his life through you. I had a preacher friend who had been preaching some years, and he said, I'll never forget the day it dawned on me that this indeed was a mystery. It's indeed a wonderful mystery. And it was revealed to me that it was Christ in me, that Christ really came in and lived out his life through me. Another place in God's Word, you'll remember that Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. That's in Galatians, the second chapter, in the 20th verse. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He says, the life which I now live in the flesh, but it's not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And you'll remember another place that Jesus said, I have been with you, but I shall be in you. And this just surrendering, just yielding to him and letting him live out his life. It reminds me of the story of the little girl that in a testimony meeting, she was only 5.5 years of age, and in this testimony meeting she was telling how she got saved and how Jesus had come in her heart to live. And the hair-splitting old elder that just couldn't think of a child like that knowing what she was talking about, he came down front and he said, "How do you know you're saved?" And she said, "Well, I know that I asked Jesus to come in my heart, and he did come in my heart. How do you know?" "Well, I know he's there because he talks to me, and I know I can feel him there." And then the old elder thought he'd sure catch her with this, and he said, "Well, what would you do if Satan came to your heart to tempt you?" "Why," she said, "I would just send Jesus to the door. I wouldn't do anything. I'd send Jesus to the door, and when Satan saw who lived there, he'd say, 'Excuse me, sir, I came to the wrong house.'" And the old elder had turned away. Oh, very quietly this time, he had nothing more to say. And how true when Christ comes in the heart to live, and he's living out his life through you. Just you're completely surrendering to him. I think we know what surrender is. We've seen pictures, we've heard stories of soldiers that had to surrender who just threw up their arms and just gave up the fight. And it's giving up that awful fight of self and self-confidence and the carnal willpower and all, doing it all in the flesh. You're doing it all by human effort and human confidence. But now God's word tells us that it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh, he liveth in you. Let him have his way. He's still on the throne, and he can be on the throne in your heart and will change things. Amen.